The Office of U.S. Trade Representatives last week announced the completion of an agreement on reciprocal trade between the United States and Taiwan. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your Farm News Update. U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Dan Hallstrom was in Taipei at the time of the announcement. He says the trade deal is good for news for U.S. red meat exports, starting with beef, where Taiwan is the fifth largest export market.
The U.S. beef market currently $650 million a year, and with reduced tariffs and increased access on certain cuts, we see the potential to grow that product mix for Taiwan, which is great news. While not nearly as big a market on the pork side, we face continued challenges on tariffs with unequal tariff levels vis-a-vis some of our major competition like Canada, for example. So getting us on the same baseline there and increasing market access there would be a huge help.
U.S. pork also faces challenges in Taiwan that date back to Taiwan's decision several years ago to amend its zero-tolerance policy for ractopamine residues. While there have been no violations or safety issues related to ractopamine in U.S. pork, the move generated negative publicity that has been difficult to overcome.
We face a real issue with consumer acceptance of U.S. pork in Taiwan, and this will go a long way and not only get us on a level playing field tariff-wise, but hopefully helping us to improve the perception of U.S. pork in Taiwan. Definitely like to thank the Trump administration for their continued work to break down barriers for trade access. And any market that we can grow will work to the advantage of the U.S. cattle and pig farmer.
The benefits extend beyond U.S. beef and pork.
There's increased access, zero duty access for bison and U.S. lamb. So once again, while not big markets, any increase in access and the opportunity for additional business is welcome to the U.S. bison producer as well as the U.S. lamb producer.
With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.